Welcome to Vanklik FM, the March 11th edition, coming to you from the offices of the Review newspaper here in downtown Vanklik Hill, 76 Main Street East to be exact. My name is Jean Sarrazin, and I'm joined this evening by Louise Sproul. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
We're pre-recording the show this week because we've got other things happening, as it turns out. So everybody tonight, our show as well as Sean's show, will be pre-recorded. But we're still going to bring you the very best of local information and local community events taking place in and around Vanklik Hill. And also a special choice of a special music selection that Louise has put together for us. Right, Louise?
Right.
Coming hot off of your iTunes account.
Right.
And Louise has her fingers crossed that all of the little songs with little cloud icons beside them will respond to her click when she starts them. But anyway, right now we're listening to something from, is it a Buddha Bar Cut?
Yes, and we're listening to Man Van Tara by Bliss, and there's lots of music by Bliss on YouTube. It's kind of an ambient zen kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And I love the Buddha Bar discs, and I have quite a few of them, thanks to you, gifts over the years.
Well, let's listen to a few minutes or a few seconds anyway of this before we get into our community announcements for this week. So the first event that I want to mention is the speaker series, which takes place every Saturday evening at Arbor Gallery here in Vanklik Hill. And this coming Saturday is going to be a presentation or an interactive talk by Derek Evans. And it's got a really interesting title, My Work with Terrorists and Warlords, and then a little subtitle, and Absolute Dictators too. That's Derek Evans, has a very impressive CV. Derek came in and had a chat with me on the radio, and we'll be presenting you that interview. It's almost 45 minutes long, I think, a little bit later on during the show. So stay tuned for that, Derek Evans, and sort of a precursor to what he's going to be presenting at Arbor Gallery this Saturday evening at 7:30. But just for now, I'll mention that it is part of the speaker series, interactive talks with interesting people. And the whole idea is that people actually participate in the talk and ask questions, and a nice healthy dialogue and discussion takes place. And as I said, Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m. at Arbor Gallery, 36 Home Avenue, in Vanklik Hill. For more information, you can call 678-5686, 678-5866, or go to the website arborgallery.org. It's Arbor Gallery, all one word, all lowercase, .org. Admission for this event is $6 per person, and refreshments will be available at the gallery on Saturday evening. Refreshments prepared by Eva Hodeman. So that's a coming up for our feature interview for this week's program.
Yes, it feels in the air as if all of our activities are starting up again. And there's an interesting one coming up this Saturday, March the 14th, at Kirk Hill United Church. They're having a seniors afternoon. And, you know, we often hear that there are so many opportunities in the city, but I can certainly see from in the Review every week, we have tons of things for local people to do. And So on Saturday, March 14th, from 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Kirkhill United Church Hall, they're inviting seniors to come out and enjoy an afternoon of fellowship, of lots of good food and good local music. And I have a feeling there'll be some people with the last name of McLeod out there fiddling. For information, you can call 613-525-4096. Sounds like a wonderful, safe and warm and welcoming place for seniors.
It does.
On Saturday, March 14th.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And I'm just going to mention, staying in the same vein of the speaker series, that the following Saturday, that would be March 21st, they have a really interesting presenter as well. His name is Peter Irnick, an Inuit fellow that Louise and I met. Remember meeting Peter at a place in Glen Robertson?
I think I wasn't there that time.
Oh, is that
I did
right?
not get to meet him.
Possibly. Maybe I was there solo that time. Anyway, I met Peter. He's a very interesting Inuit. Trying to remember now where he hails from. I remember the name of his hometown up north, but it's not coming to me. Anyway, he was part of the Truth and Reconciliation Committee for the Inuit and the Aboriginals across the country, and very active in that process. Also, he was the Inukshuk consultant for the giant Inukshuk that was put up out in Vancouver. I've stood in front of that building and had my photo taken in front of that building, that construction. And Peter was the inspiration for that structure. I'm not sure if he was actually on site when it got built. He may have been, but he certainly was the one that designed it and explained how it had to be put together. So that would be a really interesting talk. It's From Igloos to Microwaves, Inuit Culture Meets Canadian Reality. March 21st at Arbor Gallery, in the context of the speaker series, interactive talks with interesting people. This week's review, the March 11th edition of the review, has a very special piece in it prepared by our journalist, Teresa Ketterling. You know Teresa, she's a regular contributor on our show here. She often comes in and does the highlights from this week's review, and she wasn't available this time because we pre-taped the show. So the piece in this week's paper is an article Teresa prepared after she spoke to a singer-songwriter who lives in Quebec City. And he's a second cousin of Grant Hepburn, who passed away recently as a result of a tragic farm accident at his farm just west of Vanklik Hill. In preparing for that article for the paper, Teresa recorded the conversation on the telephone, and Louise is going to present a few clips from that conversation, as well as the beautiful song in honor of Grant Hepburn.
The untimely passing of Grant Hepburn earlier this year has left many of us in the Vanklik Hill community feeling a sense of loss. Especially the members of the Vanklik Hill Agricultural Society are feeling the loss of a wonderful community volunteer and someone who was always ready to step in and help. And even beyond that, the organic farming community will miss Grant Hepburn very much. Scott Rowden is Grant Hepburn's second cousin, and he recently composed a song in memory of Grant. The name of the song is Granted. The Review's Teresa Ketterling spoke with Scott recently, and he told her about his last conversation with Grant.
But I saw him last summer briefly. I got to just say a few words to him, and he was on his way. But as usual, he just, you know, asked me how I was doing. And as usual, people like that, they really want to know what you're doing. It's not just in passing, you know. They mean it truthfully. They're not just saying, hey, how you doing? And yeah, and then they go on about their own life. He'd really ask you, and he meant it, you know. It seemed like everything he said, he meant. And, you know, it's a little piece of Grant we all got to share.
You get to know someone really well when you work alongside them. And for Scott, working alongside Grant on the farm during the summers gave him a chance to get to know Grant in a special way.
So he was sort of like an older brother that I got to see once in a while I was working on my uncle's farm with him haying and milking. And being a city kid and hear his simple philosophies on life and learn the way that, you know, people from Vanklik Hill saw life in a different perspective. It helped me bring a different aspect of my life too, you know. They were very important to me, I guess, in a time when I was, you know, literally 10 years or more younger than him.
Grant Hepburn was someone who would speak out and challenge you if he didn't agree with you. But for all of that, he was a very gentle and kind person, always ready to help and expect nothing in return.
He could challenge your point of view to make you defend your own point of view. And in doing so, you realize maybe, you know, I'm open to other points of view. Things like that, I guess, you get to carry with you. People like him, they don't come along very often, first of all. You know, a gentle soul like him who teaches whether he realizes it or not. You know, people like that, they teach you by their good example. Him helping us out always, really never asking anything in return. Ever, you know, he just wanted to help always. There's very few people like that, seems to me, left in the world, you know, in a society where we're all focused on our technologies and things like that. And people like that, they don't see the technologies, they see what they can do to change your life in the smallest of ways. Change the small things in life for day to day for you and me and whoever, you know, I don't know, just for me, helpful people like that, I guess, people like Grant affected me, whether I realized it or not, I guess, at the time.
Some lives are for living. Some others wilt away. Some loves last forever, and others never stay. Some good ones will be granted. Yeah, they'll fix you up. Free. Just a kindly please and thank you. It's all you'll ever need. As I recall you now, we worked so hard. down to the small things that you do. I know it took for granted. I was granted you. Granted you.
So that was Man Van Terra by Bliss, and that's from the Boudoir 6 CD set. There are always two CDs in every set, and one of the CDs is more upbeat, and the other one is a little more calm. And if you haven't heard about Boudoir, what it really is it's a restaurant chain, but I don't think there are more than maybe 8 of them around the world, and they're quite exotic places to go and eat. And these CDs came about because they would have a DJ preparing mixes of sometimes traditional music mixed with modern beat music and coming up with unusual, kind of house music. And the music was so popular at these restaurants that they started making CDs. And in fact, the 10th Boudoir CD has a DVD in it that tells the whole story of how these music CDs came to be. And in fact, there's series which are just based on the individual DJs as well. So anyway, that's the story of Boudoir, but we are here in downtown Van Cleek Hill, and I just wanted to mention that not far from Van Cleek Hill is the Prescott Russell Trail. It passes right by Van Cleek Hill here, and we tend to take it for granted. I'm sure a lot of people drive by and they see the kiosk there, but I have noticed more and more people using it, and the people that manage the trail are always looking for help from the community, because it's not as if there's a huge, multi-million dollar budget behind it. To keep it going. So if you ever had an idea for a fundraiser, or you wanted to adopt a portion of the trail, or you even had an idea for an activity, Louise Bissonnette, who's the person you should contact, is always looking for suggestions. And on Thursday, March 26th, and you can mark your calendar, it gives you time to prepare, there's a meeting of the Prescott Russell Recreational Trail. They're holding their annual general meeting at 220 Main Street in Plantagenet on Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. And for information, you can call 613-673-1820 or email Sentier Trail, that's S-E-N-T-I-E-R, like the trail in French, Sentier Trail at Prescott-Russell. Boy, those are hard things to say, at Prescott-Russell.on.ca. Or you can just go online and Google the Prescott Russell Recreational Trail to get in touch with those people. And again, we were just talking about a seniors dinner, but there's the Fournier Scouts group are organizing a spaghetti supper at the St. Isidore Arena on Sunday, March 29th. And admission is $10 per adult for that, $5 for children. And during this event, they're going to hold a draw for a trip down south. Who would want to go south when the weather is so great up here?
Good question. I will.
And the weather will get better when we turn our clocks forward tonight and lose an hour. I made like the gaff of the year in the review this week. I told people everything correctly, except back. Instead of saying turn your clocks forward, I said turn your clocks back. I've told many people, I can't even explain why I did that.
I think turning your clock back conjured up the notion of losing an hour. For you. I suspect that's what it was.
I think that's what it was. And I was trying to be so witty and saying, how can it be spring forward when we're losing an hour, you know? And it's just, anyway, I was so focused on being witty and smart that I was stupid. But it was
a great way to provoke some reaction from our readers. We were getting calls all day long. It was kind of fun.
Well, what happened this week, as we call them cluster errors, but Canada Post had its own series of problems this week in that their rural delivery person didn't exist this week, and no one received their paper on Wednesday. So we got lots of phone calls about that. Then we got another round on Thursday when we had the mistake in there and people started getting their papers. So we're doing a little story in the paper this week just about Canada Post. I guess they've been trying to find someone to take on the rural routes. I'm not sure the total story yet, but Teresa will have it. Whether they hired someone, they quit, they got somebody new, the new person got sick. I don't know. There's some kind of a thing happened. But anyway, it was a confluence of unpleasant events for us this week with a mistake.
Right on the front page.
Yeah, that's the best place to.
Big or go home, I say.
You know what they say? Doctors bury their mistakes and newspaper publishers print thousands of copies and distribute them to everybody they know.
That's right.
But there you go. And anyway, but the weather is starting to turn and get better. Everybody's starting to feel a little bit more cheerful. And I know that I'd like to put out a word. I was speaking with Excellent Events secretary this week, Linda, and she was saying that they're having trouble getting people to register and put floats into the St. Patrick's Day parade. And of course, the parade will go forward one way or another. And it's always like this. But of course, the March break is right in progress right now. So people are kind of busy and things like that. But if you do want to enter a float to participate by entering a float or preparing a float, the St. Patrick's Day parade is on Saturday, March 14th. The parade starts at 1:30 p.m. sharp, and everyone can assemble at the VCI parking lot. But it would be great to let the organizers know ahead of time, and you can call 678-5086 just to let them know that you're putting a float into the St. Patrick's Day parade. And that's all part of the Wee Irish Fest, which is taking place here in Van Cliquil Friday the 13th. At the Windsor Tavern at 6:30, it's the crowning of the parade king and queen. There will be the traditional steak dinner at the Windsor Tavern, which is always great, and green beer. And then the parade is on Saturday, and then there's an after-parade party, which starts at the Windsor Tavern at 2 o'clock, as of 2 o'clock, I guess. The parade might still be going on at that time. And they're going to have finger food and green beer, more green beer, mm-hmm. and prizes. And then on Sunday, March 15th, at Bowes All Natural Brewing Company, there's Sunday lunch from 11 to 3, Irish food, beer, and music. And this year's Wee Irish Fest is sponsored by the Windsor Tavern, supported by Bowes All Natural Brewery, presented by Excellent Events, and they mention thanks to Champlain Township. You can find out about this information and more contact info by going to vancliquil.ca and just click on events, and you can find out about it. And of course, we'll be mentioning it on our Facebook page as the days go on leading up to this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. I just want to do a little quick overview of what's on this week, a feature that you created a while ago in the paper in response to a little bit of research, market research that you did. You went and visited a moms and tots gathering at one of the local church halls and got some feedback about the paper. And one of the things they mentioned was, why don't you put all the events in one spot for us busy moms who only have a few minutes to go through the paper? And so you did, and it's a really handy feature. It's on a page A10 this week in the paper, right at the very bottom, the bottom third of the page, pretty much. You're shaking your head. Not this week, that's last week. Oh, yes.
Because we're not at next week.
That's right, we're in a time warp.
Do you remember that time we had a big discussion about when you first got into the newspaper world, what's this week?
Yes.
What's next week?
I do
week?
Remember that.
And I said, no, next week is next week. This week is this week.
That's but this week hadn't even happened
this
yet.
This is this week's paper. Next week's paper, we're not there yet.
Okay. But does it usually land on page A10 or is it?
No, it moves around.
Moves around a bit. But what's easy to spot is the big headline at the top of it. What's on this week, Champlain and Hawkesbury? And I was just thinking that would be a really great placement for an ear for some business, you know, just to sort of be.
Well, we actually have sponsors lined up for the bottom of it. We're giving big generous spaces there.
Excellent.
And we're rotating two people there.
Very good.
But just the what's on thing. What we're so proud of is it does have the events there, but it's really a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday roundup,
mm-hmm.
and that's all of the stuff that's taking place every week, all the time.
The regular events. I just wanted, but just let me do a little survol, as we would say in French.
Right.
Which is to
fly past.
Yeah. On Mondays, there's Yoga with Hannah at the Golden Age Club. There's Heartwise Exercise, again with Hannah, this time at the Community Center. There's Light Ashtanga Yoga with Lise Beliveau. There's Badminton at VCI. And those are just some of the events on Monday. Tuesdays, you can get Story Time at the Champlain Library. You get Light Ashtanga Yoga again with Lise Beliveau. You can get Heartwise Exercise again, Zumba Gold with Louise and Pilates, and then the Royal Canadian Legion has its cribbage. Well, this is all on Tuesday. So as Louise just mentioned, it's mentioned chronologically by the days of the week, and then we move on into Wednesday. Oh, I didn't mention there's a Club 50 Bridge taking place on Tuesday evenings as well. Then Wednesday again, we move with more yoga and moms and tots at the St. John's Anglican Church Hall, and then Crazy Legs Dance Club. I mean, it's really, really a handy, convenient listing. And I know we put a fair amount of work into keeping it up to date. Dorothy works very hard on this.
When you so rudely interrupted me, I wanted to say is that it's sort of a push-pull thing with the newspapers and some of the mm-hmm. participants. I'd have to say most of them are really good about updating us. And I do want to put the word out there. If you do have some activity going on that we don't know about, please let us know and keep us up to date if the times and days change, because I really like to think that this improves the involvement. I know that at our Zumba class on Saturday morning, attendance is picking up, and I like to think we've had a little bit to do with it.
I'm sure you have. And I'm just trying to acknowledge that it's a huge contribution on your part, because I know none of these are paid for. These are all just your listings, and you put a fair amount of resources to making sure that this is accurate and up to date every week, and it's a huge contribution to the community. So I'm just encouraging people to check it out and check it out on a regular basis. All the reoccurring events in our location, especially only Champlain Township and Hawkesbury.
Right.
That's a big catchment area.
And I'll jump in here with a very quick commercial for the review. We do a lot of good work in the community, and we try to promote all of the activities in the community as much as we can. And you should read the review, and you can have the digital version or the print edition, but we have a really fun offer.
Or both.
Yeah, one eyeball on each.
They complement each other, actually, because
a lot of people skim.
The digital edition is so handy for doing searches and finding, a story that you just got a glimpse of because you were in a hurry, and then you want to try to go back.
And you can also, with the digital edition, you can clip ads and things out and email them to somebody.
Or
stories too, and pictures.
It's so easy to do. I mean, I'm sending them all the time, clippings and stuff from the paper electronically.
So right now our price is reduced from $40 to $35. But there's more. You pay $35, but you get a $5 lunch voucher to go right next door to Sam's and buy.
There is a free lunch?
There is a free lunch. That's our tagline. So I'm just saying, we have a student calling 3 evenings a week, calling around to get subscriptions, and we really invite you and encourage you. It means it's only $30 a week to have a subscription to the review. Community newspapers are important.
$30 or $35?
Well, after you get your $5 lunch back, you've really only paid $30, including the tax.
In which case, it's not a free lunch.
Way less than your cell phone bill.
That's right. For the whole year, it's an amazing deal.
Right.
It's less than your cell phone bill for 1 month.
Yes.
Imagine that.
And it won't annoy you. And it won't try to update when you're trying to do something.
Exactly. Or freeze up on you. Mm-hmm. Good old reliable newsprint. Okay, Louise, that's a nice plug for the paper, and certainly worth taking note of. Do you have, in a minute, I think you're going to give us an overview of how preparations are coming for Yes, Women Can, but I think we're going to go to a little piece of music first.
Right.
Do you have a nice cut?
I do, and I had this grand plan to play a whole lot of women-related music because we just passed International Women's Day.
Yes.
But due to musical restrictions here, I still have lots of music. But anyway, I'd like to play this song. Everyone knows the Golden Oldie by Sarah Vaughan, Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets. But the Gotan Project, and Gotan is the word tango jumbled up. This is Sarah Vaughan meets Gotan Project, and it's the type of music that Buddha Bar mixes are known for. So here's Whatever Lola Wants.
Recline yourself, resign yourself. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul.
That was Whatever Lola Wants, and it was a Gotan Project remix. I never know if it's project or project or project. Project. You project, but you don't project.
I would say project. But yeah, there's several ways of pronouncing it. Probably. Probably.
But you say schedule too.
I say schedule.
The CBC, I say schedule.
The CBC proper pronunciation way. Schedule.
But what elementary school did you go to?
Don't start.
Gotcha.
Yes, shul. That's actually the proper way of pronouncing school. I mean, all the little Hebrew kids go to shul. It's true. Did you want me to start with the Arbor Gallery?
Yes, you can talk about that. And then okay. I've got two really good things to talk about.
They've got an interesting show. Is it about to open? March 25th is the date. Until May 3rd is what looks like an interesting exhibition called Print and Beyond. We've heard that title from somewhere else before, right? Print and Beyond. Three workshops and 9 unique visions.
It's Ink and Beyond is newspaper right. conventions are called.
Ink and Beyond, yeah. This is Print and Beyond. Or in French, Au-delà de l'estampe. 3 ateliers, 3 workshops, 9 visions uniques, 9 unique visions. And then the list of artists, let me see now, there are 3 of them, Hua Wing Chan, Judith Klugerman, and Beatrice Sokolov. And, those are the workshops. There's all sorts of different workshops here. This is interesting. Anyway, I might as well mention the other artists now that I've launched into it. There's also Marie-Ange Brassard, Nicole Doré-Brunet, and Ingeborg Jurgensen Hiscox. And then the other artists are Micheline Bertrand, Denise Lachapelle, Claire Lemay, and Mimi Ramallo. So, that's a curator. Mimi is a curator. So, quite a complex event here. As I mentioned, March 25th to May 3rd. And that's at Arbor Gallery. And the gallery hours are noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, noon to 4 p.m., Thursdays through Sundays. So they're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And basically open just an hour, I guess, on Wednesdays, and then 3 hours, 4 hours on Thursdays and Sundays, noon till four, Thursdays to Sundays. What else do I need to tell you about this?
You can go to arborgallery.org to view what's coming up and past exhibitions, and they're always looking for gallery sitters, volunteers, and lots of opportunities over there to become a curator if you've got an interest in art.
To just get involved, especially if you're an artist or a budding artist and you want to become, because it really is a kind of artist-run gallery, and all of the artists pitch in and participate and take turns making it, taking on responsibilities to make it a viable operation. I know the one thing that I didn't get, well, the two things I didn't give actually, is the address of Arbor Gallery, just in case people don't know where it is. It's at 36 Home Avenue right here in Vanclick Hill, basically at the inside the southwest quadrant of the corner of Higginson and Home Avenue. And the telephone number is 1-877-616-5086. So it's a toll-free number. You can call it from anywhere. 1-877-616-5086. If you want any more information about this interesting exhibition starting March 25th. I didn't see a date for the vernissage. It's not mentioned here. So, but it's not actually an exhibition. Maybe it's workshops and with three unique visions.
Again, lots of opportunities in Vanclick Hill, close to home.
Arts and cultural events. Mm-hmm. So that's that one. Louise, you have one before we go back to another kind of music.
Right. A couple of important events coming up, and they're both the same but different. There are two job fairs coming up, organized by Employment Services Center, which is based in Hawkesbury and in Rockland. There will be a job fair Saturday, March 14th, that's this Saturday, at River Rock Inn in Rockland, and then a second job fair Saturday, March 21st at École Secondaire Catholique Régionale de Hawkesbury from 9 to 3 p.m. And of course, you are admitted free of charge, but what happens is there are many employers there, and they will be accepting resumes. So if you are looking for a job, looking for a second job, or looking for a change, you could mark your calendars for Saturday, March 14th in Rockland at River Rock Inn for a job fair, and then Saturday, March 21st, closer to home, at École Secondaire Catholique Régionale de Hawkesbury from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I have another piece of music, if we can go to that.
Yeah, that would be great.
And this is Up Where We Belong by Buffy St. Marie. Long Was Buffy St. Marie singing Up Where We Belong.
She really has a unique voice, doesn't she?
She does. I haven't heard her in a while. Yeah, I just had a hankering to hear that again.
Very unique, sounding. It's strong, strong tremolo, but very powerful voice too.
Right.
So you're going to give us an update on preparations for Yes Women Can, is that right? How are things going?
Things are good. We sent the magazine off to print last Friday. No, over a week ago. Mm. It'll be in this coming Friday for delivery all over Eastern Ontario, Western Quebec. We've got our delivery guy organized.
And is it called Yes Women Can magazine?
Yes, it is. Mm. It's called Yes Women Can au féminin pluriel. It's yes. Completely bilingual. And it has all of the, we've got all of our exhibitor slots are sold out, and really excited about the food we've got.
And in the magazine, you list all of the vendors, obviously.
Yeah,
and
the show floor is there, a completed list of exhibitors, all of the entertainment taking place on our main stage, and all of our speakers are listed there. I mean, we do have a note there if you want to see their picture and a bio. To visit yeswomencan.ca. Sharon, that works for us here at the Review, has been working hard doing little flyout boxes with the speakers' photos and their bios in there. Same thing for all of the entertainment. Mm-hmm. So that's all organized. And we're really looking forward to, like I was saying, we've got a great assortment of food vendors. And Van Cleekill Vineyard will be with us, and Beaux All Natural Brewery will be with us. St. Albert Cheese will be with us for the first time, and they're having cheese samples.
Yeah, that's going to be
cool. Just heard that today. We were hoping that they would confirm that.
Good news.
And we've got the Quirky Carrot from Alexandria coming. And
more good news. That's one of my favorite eateries around here.
And we've got three ladies who have a new catering company, and I've just met them on the phone. But I'd heard good reviews about them. They're called Simply Delish Catering. And they'll be with us for the first time. They're really looking forward to it. And we've also got La Cuisine Volante, a catered affair, and Cakes on St. Philip will be there with us as well.
Mm. Wow.
So that's all organized.
It's a really good selection of food too, right?
Yeah. And people are getting super pumped up about the vintage jewelry sale. We're doing that as a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Society. And people have been dropping off jewelry here at the Review. And if you're listening, you still have lots of time to drop off jewelry here. You can drop it off up until April the 15th. And it's just a chance to clean out your jewelry box. And then you have a really good reason to snoop around and see what's at the vintage jewelry tables. We'll have a whole booth full of jewelry there on April the 19th. And know that 100% of the money that you spend there is going to the Alzheimer's Society. Grace is organizing it. She's got volunteers lined up. She's sorting the jewelry and getting it ready to show. And we are donating the booth, which is like a $400 revenue sacrifice that we've made. But we wanted to do it.
And you should mention, too, that the prices are really, really reasonable. I mean, I think Grace prices the stuff, right? And it's like $2,
$3, $5. $3 and $5.
Yeah, really reasonable.
And it's just fun. It's just costume jewelry and, quirky and fun things that, so we're really looking forward to that. And just hoping for some good weather. And we're working on another little plan in the background. You'll have seen in the paper this week about Sasha's Park. A nice couple in Laurinelle have donated some property for a park in memory of their young son who passed away within the last few years. And we know that the Steve Barton Golf Tournament this year is going to be a fundraiser for that event. This is, part of what I do is I seem to make these long chains of connection. But anyway, we're hoping that Steve and some of his friends will be with us at Yes Women Can to raise awareness for the park, because they're doing fundraising for the play structures. and they're going to be handing out the healthy snacks to all of our women visitors, and we're going to give them a little space to set up and talk about the park, and women can give a nice tip to the guys in the suits for Sasha's Park. They're going to wear signs or you know, ID cards. So that's in the work. I don't have the volunteer list yet for that, but that's also in the works.
Let me just jump in for a second and give Sean Cooley a little plug here, because I know he's just launching a hockey-themed series of programs on Van Cleek Cooley, the program that follows us immediately after our program, after Van Cleek FM's 6 to 8. It's Sean Cooley and Van Cleek Cooley. And I know he's got Steve Barton lined up. He's going to be interviewing him again a second time, because Steve has been in before in his capacity as a linesman with the NHL.
Right.
And so obviously a go-to guy for any kind of hockey talk or hockey-themed radio program. And Steve is very generous with his time. So there's a little plug for Van Cleek Cooley coming up today, right after this show at 8 o'clock, right through until 10. Sean Cooley with his rap and hip-hop and beat music, and interesting people talking about hockey. Possibly not this week, but starting next week, probably the hockey themes will be starting up. So there you go. Back to Yes, Women Can. That was just a male trying to claw back a little bit of airtime for
hockey. Well, we let men in. You know, that's one of the questions we get asked on the phone here. Women call and ask, you know, can my husband come? And of course the answer is yes. Like, sure. We're not barring anybody.
I've been at all of the events so far, and I've never, ever, ever
No one's
felt
ever
that
asked you
place.
To leave,
That's
eh?
Right, no. Although I was escorted out to the... No, that was just...
No, that was another time.
Yeah.
But we've got... it's just once we... When it happens to everybody here, somebody asks us one little question about it, and we start saying, and then there's this, and then there's this. We've got a makeover area, and we've got someone there doing hand readings, and we've got someone else there doing Indian head massage. You're going to have a chance to have a 10 to 15 minute Indian head massage. And there's someone else doing some type of a manicure on nails. She won't do your whole hand, but she'll do...
Just one nail.
One nail, a sample. I think it's either that or she's going to do a hand massage. I'm not quite sure because sometimes they leave it till the last minute. But we've also, there'll be a hairstylist there all day. There'll be a couple of them there. So that's kind of always developing closer to the event because, and that's why in the magazine it just says visit our makeover area because, you know, it's vacation time and people are planning outings and sometimes hairdressers can't commit until the very last minute. And that's okay. We just say, come if you can.
There's always a lot of fun to be had at that. I mean, I know in the past years it's been a really popular spot there where a lot of women like to hang out and have a really good time.
And just to say, like, the emails are just flying through the office here because we really encourage, and all of the exhibitors that are coming know, you know, it's really fun at your booth to offer something. Like, I know the Mary Kay Cosmetics people, like, she's got a full roster of makeup artists at her booth, and you're going to be able to go there and get, you know, I know last year I was sort of insulted because everybody kept saying I needed a makeover and I thought I must look really tired. But anyway, that's just one example because usually at every booth, like there's something fun to do or there's a giveaway and we're getting our goodie bags organized. We're getting lots of people are giving us some feedback that they're going to be sending in things to put into the goodie bags. So looking forward to that. And what's the other thing? We've got our shuttle bus organized and we've got our electrical organized and we've got our rentals organized for all of the drapes and we've got Lego greenhouses decorating the lobby. We've got the SD&G cadets lined up to come and literally roll out the red carpet for us.
And then roll it back up again
at the end of the day.
Give us a little bit of a hint of what's happening on the main stage, Louise.
On the main stage, and I don't even have the schedule in front of me, but we've got a lot of dance this year. We've got Zumba with Louise Stevenson. We've got Let's Dance Ottawa coming back for another show. They were with us at 50 plus, and they just had such a great time. This is the absolute truth. They wanted to come back, and I thought they will be such a hit.
And tell us what kind of dance they do. Like, it's ballroom dancing
Ballroom dancing, jazz salsa, jazz dance. They even have a country western two-step routine that they do. And the jive. Yeah, they've got a rock and roll kind of jive.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are completely made up. They're dressed up like competitive. You know, it's
great.
Like, you know, you think you can dance or whatever that show is.
Yes.
And then we've got Anand Yassin's Grace Haven belly dancers are going to be up at noon. And we are trying something different. We'll see how it goes this year. But between noon and one, it's going to be rock and roll jam-packed for the whole hour. At 12 o'clock, we've got the Grace Haven belly dancers. At 12:20, we're going to introduce our 10 bursary winners. And of course, It should be, I should say, then that's what it's all about. But of course, it's really all about the fun. But Yes Women Can provides 10 $500 scholarships for young women graduating from area high schools. And the deadline for those applications, by the way, is March 27th. So if you know a young woman that might be interested, they should visit yeswomencan.ca and get the application form or speak to their guidance counselors at the schools, because we've delivered packages to all the schools. So anyway, everyone's going to get to meet the bursary winners at 12:20, and then at 20 to 1, Louise Stevenson's going to be doing some Zumba on stage.
So a jam-packed hour there. I think you're even inviting the vendors to come away from their booths.
We are to come and
celebrate and have fun with that big event.
And that
at the main
we're just doing that because at lunchtime, you know, even just to give them a chance to kind of get a feel for it. I'm sure they all have extra staff, but we just thought, well, we didn't even schedule any speakers upstairs for that hour. We're just kind of saying to everybody, this is time to stop. Come and see our bursary winners and
have some fun together.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. And we've got, already we have a bus organized coming from Cornwall, and it was thanks to help from Chorus Radio, where we're running some ads. That's not why she did it. We just really hit it off. She's on the board of the SDG United Way, and so for $30, people from the Cornwall and Lancaster area can jump on the United Way bus. And $10 of that 30 goes right to the United Way in SDG. So the bus leaves Cornwall at 9:30, and it will pick up again in Lancaster at 10, and then it's coming to Van Cleek Hill. And I think at 4:30, everyone will reboard the bus and end the day with a tour of Bozal Natural Brewing Company. And they're going to do draws and have a lot of fun on the bus on the way down. They have gift baskets to give away. So to find out how to buy your ticket for that bus, or to refer people, just visit yeswomencan.ca website, and you can book your ticket online. And two of the people from the United Way will be hostesses on the bus, and everyone will have a Yes Women Can magazine on the way down, so you can read about all the speakers, and you can even read about that all online. But at least you'll have that in your hot little hand when you arrive, and you'll be set to go.
Yep. Louise, one of the hallmarks of your event now, because this is the third year that you're doing it, right?
This is the fourth event, but we do it every second year.
Yes. Okay, so this is the fourth one. So the three previous ones, people have always been blown away by the transformation of the entire community center, actually, but especially the entry area to the arena, and you won't recognize it as an arena when you come in, but tell us a little bit about what people will be seeing as they step into the lounge area as
right.
they come in there.
Right. Well, what we try to do is, as you say, transform it. And the very first year that we did it, and I was working with Carol Ribera, who's a super decorator, and I said, you know, when you walk into a hotel lobby and you see one of those tables with like a giant vase of flowers, I said, it's got to be that, or the whole show will go down. Like, I always get these ideas. And of course, she did it.
Yeah.
And so every year we've tried.
There were vines in the ceiling and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Every year we try to do something different. And this year we're doing, it's called a garden cafe. And Diane Legault and her staff from Legault Greenhouses are going to transform the area. We are borrowing from Centre Culturel Le Chenay in Hawkesbury. Beautiful little black bistro tables
and chairs.
And really classy little black chairs.
Yes.
And so those will all be in there.
That's...
And we're working on some exciting lighting. And of course, we always have a separate music mix running in the lounge. And that's where we're going to have our male hosts, fully dressed, I might add, handing out the healthy snacks. And our healthy snack this year, I have to say, it's always been a struggle. The first couple of years we did it, we were trying to do something simple because we know women were, you know, there was going to be a crush of people and people with drinks in their hands and things. So it was an apple, and then we chose these healthy granola bars. But this year, we've really ramped it up. We are doing, it's going to be homemade hummus by the Trillium Tea Room with little vegetables. And it will all be self-contained in two little containers that kind of fit together. And that's what you're going to get, like a truly handmade snack made by somebody that knows what they're doing.
Veggie dip that you can actually carry around with you.
Yeah. And then you'll get that. And plus you'll get your signature cocktail. And I'm just, I always get to pick what the signature cocktail is, but... I haven't quite chosen what it is, but we always choose and of course you can have a cocktail or just a soft drink or a water. You can choose your beverage, of course. You don't have to have an alcoholic beverage. But
so you make it sound really tantalizing. I'm sure, I know that there are a lot of women out there just counting the days until April 19th arrives, and they are really looking forward to it. So am I, actually. I always enjoy it. It's a really busy day. It's almost stimulation overload because there's so many things happening in so many levels and all over the place. But it's a really fun day.
One of the most important things is we really get, of course, the people that attend have a great time, but also the vendors. I mean, they're investing their time, their mm-hmm. money, they're renting a space, they're trusting us to bring them people that want to speak with them, you know. And so that's and we've got a liquor license for the show floor, you know, in order to allow women to have, you know, as the alcohol legislation is a little bit tougher here in Ontario than in Quebec, but we've really tried every time that we do it to add something of value and add a little bit more. And I should have mentioned too, on our main show I was talking about the dance, but I forgot to mention our two stars that we've got coming. We've got Sue McGarvey, who's known, was on the radio and at night, and it was called Sex with Sue, and she'd play music and people would call in between. And now she's got a blog online and she's, you know, she speaks everywhere. She's often on radio interviews. She's mm-hmm. going to be addressing everyone from the main stage twice during Yes Women Can, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. I think it's at 11:40 and again at 2. And then at 4:00, we've got Janie Miner mm-hmm. is with her jazz trio, and they're going to be giving us a 40-minute show to wrap up the day.
And there's a really good write-up about Janie in this
in the
last
March
week's
4th,
paper. Yes,
yeah, in
March
the March 4th
edition
paper.
Of the paper. On page, I got it right here, page A9. Don't miss Janie René at Yes Women Can.
And we've got her in Yes Women Can magazine. So yes. she's local and she's coming home to do this for us. So I'm really thrilled about that.
Yeah.
And anyway, yeah, just a lot of good things. And I think this year our booth seemed to sell out much more in advance mm-hmm. as per usual. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had about four, I think, at the end that we had a couple of cancellations and that, but we just had this huge avalanche of commitment at the beginning. And so that made it really easy to get on to other details.
Big vote of confidence in the event. So remind us again, Louise, just the date, the hours, you know, the location, just the essential information.
Right.
It's
one day, Sunday, April 19th from 10 to 5. And the tickets are on sale at the Review. But if you go to the website, there's a list of actual ticket sale locations where you can go and buy your ticket ahead of time. And I should mention that is a good idea because our event is sold out each time. And this year, if you do have your ticket, you're going to have a streamlined entry. Mm-hmm. When you get there, we're going to have two points of entry. So if you already have your ticket in your hand, you're going to zip right in.
And it's $20 ahead
of time? It's $20 in advance.
$25 at the door.
$25 at the
so
door.
Another good reason to get it ahead of time, obviously.
Right. And we had less than 10 tickets at the door last year
yes.
to sell. So it's not... I mean, I don't want to sound mean to say it, but I hope that we are sold out again in advance because we always like to be.
Yeah, and you were talking about the commitment of the vendors, how they stepped up early and they said, we want to be a part of this event. This is what you're requiring of your participants as well. The visitors coming in is they need to get behind you and support you in what you're doing as well. And so
only if they want to.
Only if they want to. But if they want to, then the way to express that is by buying their tickets early ahead of time.
And we have,
selling it out, right?
It's the email. Emails and the registration forms coming in, you know, and I see them all, like I hear our staff talking about, oh, I just got so-and-so, and we have a list, and, you know, it got updated for weeks, but it's just so many of our good customers and friends and trusted people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just this week, even our sponsors who I didn't mention, I mean, we've got IGS and Hawkesbury. When I said, you know, would you be willing to do Wi-Fi and I'll give you a, you know.
Larry Bowe
and he
stepped
said,
right up.
He
absolutely.
Was just no hesitation. Oh, yeah, we can do that for you.
You know,
and I've got Laura Independent Grocer. They gave us a food voucher.
Just going back to Larry for a second.
Yes.
You've got two complete separate systems for the building. So there's a separate secure network so that the vendors can have
electronic purchase. Yeah.
Yes, if they want, or credit cards and that kind of thing.
That's right.
And then a separate Wi-Fi network for people to be able to get
Everybody
on
will be able to log on to Yes Women Can Wi-Fi that day. We're really excited
so
about it.
So it's quite a comprehensive service. And
they said they'll be on standby if there are any issues because we're trying to improve. That's one big step forward we're taking. So I really thank Larry and Hawkesbury. Mm-hmm. I have to say, anything I've ever called and asked for, he's always said yes.
And then you were giving your other sponsors as well.
Yeah, I was saying Laura Independent Grocer, Norma Jean and L'Oreal are so generous. And I have always gone there to purchase whatever I gave out for healthy snack, you know, the blue menu items for the snacks. So we're buying all of our supplies there to make our healthy snacks this year. And Norma Jean was just calling to say, when do you need that gift voucher? And she said, is there anything else I can give you? How about a nice big gift basket to raffle off?
Oh, wow.
And I said, that would be fantastic. And it's just everything that we do that touches Yes Women Can is like that. We've mm-hmm. also got Total ExploreNet, which is actually sponsoring the healthy snacks area. He's sponsoring that. He didn't chose not to do the internet this time, which is fine. He wanted to have his name somewhere else.
Yep.
We met Farms Adventure, which jumped on board in less than 24 hours as the first sponsor, and they got first pick and they took the main stage.
The main stage, yeah. So
that's
it's
right.
The, Willett Adventure Farms main stage.
Right. And I've got Hillcrest Funeral Home, my faithful sponsor, who always say yes, and there's never any pressure. If it's not a good fit at any time, they're free to say no. But they are helping to sponsor our grand prize, which every ticket holder has a chance to win, which I should say is a $500 Visa card, a beautiful alpaca blanket, a beautiful purse, two travel bags, some jewelry, a scarf, a beautiful red purse. I think the purchase price was $110 in that purse from Floriste Elegance in Hawkesbury, who is joining us for the first time at Yes Women Can. He's a veteran florist who has just gone out on his own in the last 2 years, and a really gracious guy, and he's coming here to Vanclecill to be with us. So I'm really thrilled about that. But our wonderful Scotiabank across the street here is also giving us some extra support this year, which we are, ensuring that we have our bursaries and are able to, you know, do such a successful event. And they're also going to be with us at Yes Women Can for the first time. We've had Robin McRae, Scotia McLeod Investments, with us. She's been loyal since the first event we've done.
Yes, yes.
But this year we also have Scotiabank. So you see, you have to turn me off because now you've got me wound up.
I was about to cut your microphone off.
Sorry.
But
people
I just
have probably
say,
gone to the bathroom now because I'm talking
no.
too much.
But it's just really nice to see that the community is really rallying around this landmark event that you've created. And, it must be really gratifying. I mean, it's a sign of its success that everybody wants to be a part of it. People start asking at least a year out, when is Yes Women Can happening this year? Put us on the list. Let us know, as soon as you know exactly all the details, we want to be a part of it. It's been an amazing success, and it's grown in a really healthy way, not out of control. But every year, it's bigger and better and expanding and including new ideas and new concepts and new twists and turns, and just a wonderful celebration of successful women entrepreneurs. And
what's really great, too, is that we have a lot of local support, but we also have Moose Creek Mall coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing a whole lot of clothing. We've got Pharmacy Lee St. Denis in Hawkesbury. She's taking mm-hmm. four booths because she's got sort of four different avenues of her business. But Van Cleek Cottage is going to be there, too. We've got their good store manager, Grace, who's helping us out with the vintage jewelry sale. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a fashion show on the stage this year. It's a big stretch for them because Teresa Brown is the new owner, and she's got a whole new clothing line. So this is like a brave venture for her to take on a fashion show. And
Anyway, my point was broad community support. It was not an invitation to wax lyrical about your event again, Louise.
I know, it's
anyway,
too much.
Kudos
it's too
to
much.
You. It hasn't even happened yet, but kudos to you. You're getting such great buy-in from your community and surrounding communities, and that's a tribute to the quality of the organization and the quality of the event. It's just a fun event to attend. Anyhow, I think you've got some music lined up for us again. We're going to go to some music, and then I just want to give a quick heads up. We're going to be presenting an interview that I did with Derek Evans, who will be speaking at the speaker series this coming Saturday evening at Arbor Gallery. And interesting title to that presentation. It's his experiences dealing with warlords and tyrants and dictators. He's a negotiator, very skilled and successful negotiator, and he'll be telling you three interesting stories about those experiences. One involving, I think, North Korea, another one Sri Lanka, and I think the Serbian and Croatian conflict I think that's the one, if I remember correctly. But anyway, I had a wonderful, wonderful chat with Derek earlier today, and I'll be presenting that as in the second hour.
Oh, that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it's really, really fascinating. And
he's coming up at our gallery too, isn't he?
That's what I just mentioned, part of the speaker series. Yeah, this coming Saturday at 7:30 at Arbor Gallery.
I'm having a bit of a... you can tell I'm having issues with time. First of all, I keep saying, is it to spring forward? But it's this pre-taping that's got me a little bit...
Yes, yes.
As if I needed the encouragement.
A little bit of a time warp. Anyway, what have you got lined up for us music-wise, Louise?
Well, Yes Women Can was a dream, and when we first started it, I almost thought, it's getting too big and we can't do it. But my amazing staff and an amazing community, we do it. So my song is When I Grow Too Old to Dream, I Hope It Never Happens by Diana Krall.
Yes.
When I grow too old to dream, I will have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. Your love will live in my heart.